Hi everyone, Seemin here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Lord Jaguar, and here's what he has to say. Society will stop at nothing to shame me into a relationship that I honestly thought I wanted for 30-ish years or so. But if I don't want one, there's usually hell to pay. One time my father said to me, "Dude, don't clean the garage, because it gives your mother something to complain about." I was a bit taken back by it, and thought that it was dumb. Now I understand it was bored women in the 1950s, born from technology making life easier for them, that snap from a utopian level of happiness to cause chaos. The modern suburban house is meant to be cleaned and keep the crazies away, aka modern women. Women are better off when they had to do dishes by hand because they didn't have an existential crisis due to time creep. Every time we invent a new time-saving device, we have to fill the void. And nowadays that means drugs or cheap, meaningless sex. I heard from a contact that the homeless community doesn't like to get spun out on heroin anymore, but to shove plungers up their poop chute to top it off. My contact says he misses the days when they just used to get spun out on heroin. But that's not the only thing I want to talk about. I want you to comment on a movie review that I found recently that in Taoism, some women that die unmarried get married after death to prevent a banshee slash ghost from coming back from the dead and haunting the whole village. When I heard that, I thought about dating again and I quit. In such a situation, a man the family will select for the undead husk to marry is the first schmuck to touch a red envelope, left out in the open. Thanks for not getting our consent. And women complain about the expensive rings that we buy for them, but they can just give us a red economic rape envelope. So in essence, if women reject you, level up. If you reject women, though, they'll threaten a bachelor tax, force marriage, force reproduction, slander you, shame you, and now come back from the afterlife and haunt you and your loved slash unloved ones. That's insane. Women hate rejection and accountability, and so do men. But if we come back from the dead to haunt the village because we didn't get burdened with wedlock, the whole village would drop what they were doing and laugh you right back into the nether realm. It would be the ghost equivalent of going postal in high school because you didn't get a date for prom. Another tactic used by Western women is to threaten suicide when you catch them cheating on you. Unquotes. Well, Lord Jaguar, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to marrying a corpse bride, or her spirit will nag her parents for the rest of eternity clown world show. First, I'll discuss your comments about the idyllic 1950s giving rise to the disgruntled 60s, 70s, and beyond for women, and then later on comment on the corpse bride. I'm really glad that you see this idea that bringing physical order into the world through technology only brings mental chaos to the menstruators among us. When a man gets his hand on a time-saving device, his productivity increases, and he makes more money. Then other men also adopt the same time-saving device to compete with them. This is technological deflation, and it pushes civilization forward. It will only accelerate in the future with AI and robotics. I've spoken about that before. The 1950s led to women that were free at home, somehow convincing themselves that they were slaves at home, so they could choose to go off to work where they were actually free. Work set them free, so to speak. So maybe the WW2 Germans were right in that sense. It set their minds free from devouring themselves. Women crave drama and new problems to solve. When things are working out, they want to make things break down so we can actually solve the problems again. In the 1950s, our suburban and urban skyscraper way of life was established. And back then, for people that lived through World War I, the Spanish flu, Prohibition, the Great Depression, World War II, and the post-war inflation of the mid to late 1940s, they describe it as the best time to be alive. Not because it was, but because, compared to the last 35 years, it was heaven on earth. Everyone could finally breathe a collective sigh of relief, as they rebuilt the world. Lord Jaguar, I love that comment your father made about not cleaning up the garage, because if you did clean it up, odds are your mother would find something else more important to complain about, like the nature of your parents' marriage, instead of something trivial. This would be the equivalent of distracting a dog by throwing a ball. You thought that what your father said was dumb because you thought to yourself, what man is willingly going to let himself get yelled at by his wife? Today you realize that the typical married man does not have the choice if he's going to get nagged or not. All he can choose is, if he's lucky, is what she nags him about. Yes, the suburban house is designed to keep the wife busy inside of it, and the man busy outside of it. The man is supposed to mow the lawn, clean the gutters, shovel the snow, and do all the basic repairs. A woman is supposed to take care of the interior decorating and cooking and cleaning. But the garage is no man's land. It's the place where the man has to keep all his garden and snow removal tools, but it's also the place where the woman parks her car and might keep her cleaning supplies. It's also got 1 foot outside the house and 1 foot inside the house. It's usually not heated, but it's still inside that house. It's bare and concrete and not decorated. If you don't decide to play this stupid game of marriage, then you are punished by society at large. You will be socially isolated and shamed behind your back for being a loser. But the women will secretly see you as a winner while convincing the men therewith that you're actually the loser. The idea is to project onto their husbands that you're the loser so the husband will think by default that he's the winner. But I want to move on to the second part of the video request you sent me and review a video called Man's Married Not to His Lover, But a Corpse Bride that I put in the description about a film called The Bride. The link is from another one of those movie recap channels that are popping up over the internet like weeds over the last 6 to 10 months. I'm now seeing dozens of them in the last week or so. They're popular because people don't have the time to watch entire films. So you might see this as my recap of a recap, and it's about an Asian man named Hao that's having weird experiences tied to a past life where he picked up a red envelope and by Taoist tradition is forced to marry a corpse bride so that her spirit can have rest. But before the wedding ceremony can be completed, he runs away and dies in a car accident in a past life back in 1930. Fast forward to the present day, he's in a new body, and he's having weird visions of a dead bride from a past life. It's a horror film, and it follows him and another female character named Yin. Yin can see ghosts, and she's seeing the dead woman as well that was killed by her boyfriend, and she eventually puts her soul to rest. Imagine that you didn't marry a woman in a past life, and because of that, she never got rest, and then haunts you from one life to the next. But instead of a ghost, she reincarnates into a different person. Wouldn't that be your version of hell? As for women coming back from the grave to get married, I guess that even women that have passed into the afterlife are still asking where have all the good living men gone. In Islam, you're supposed to get 69 virgins when you get to paradise. That sounds like a version of hell to me, not heaven. Is it really a reward or more like a punishment you haven't thought too deeply about? The way I see it, the closest you can get to heaven and earth is a cabin in the woods away from everyone, with your basic needs met and to be left alone from the nagging. As for the idea of Taoism, it probably has nothing to do with spirits, but probably some crazy idea that even dead women deserve a husband and wedding. Don't you know? It was probably done, if it was actually done, to make women feel less afraid of death because back in the day, someone sneezed and 10 people died. The film is weird and somewhere between reality and fantasy, until we see the M. Night Shyamalan twist ending, where the main character, Hao, killed his actual fiancé and has been living with the ghost fiancé the whole time instead. His past life corpse bride tricked him into killing his current fiancé so she could get all the attention instead. I didn't get clarity from the film review, and I think the wedding ceremony to the corpse bride is only done to give her soul rest before you bury her. I don't think Hao would have actually stayed married to her dead body for the rest of his life. So if that's really the case, then why would he have run away? He probably would have stayed and simped out for her soul. But he runs away and dies to basically push the plot of the story forward. The other character, Yin, she's haunted by someone. We assume it's the same corpse bride, but it's actually not. She finds a dead woman's bones buried somewhere, and that woman was killed by her boyfriend, who drowned in a pool later. She didn't receive a proper burial, and therefore the soul was never going to get any rest. Yin also has a family gift where she can actually see ghosts. At the end of the film, to tie together Yin and Hao, we learn that they're neighbors in the same apartment building, living across from one another. She's the one that ends up finding Hao's dead fiancé in the bathtub, and she's been decaying there for some time. I wasn't too impressed by the film story. It's way too cliché with its twists and turns, and I'm glad I didn't watch it in full length. Talking on the theme of reincarnation, I strongly believe that soul groups come back together and interact from one life to another, almost like a group of people playing World of Warcraft by using different avatars every time they do. That could be the best proof that our reality is an ancestor simulation. Maybe a ghost would be a residual computer code that didn't get shut down between games, and still recognizes the old characters in their new shells. I don't know, but I suspect that may have something to do with it. Maybe the so-called aliens are the system administrators coming in to clean up issues in the game. Who knows? I just find the double standard of this film laughable. Where's the equality? Why not a corpse groom too? Imagine that. It would be a worse scenario than if a woman married an incel. I guess men don't have spirits that wander and haunt those we knew if we don't get married. If anything, our spirits probably try and find peace by getting away from those we knew while we were alive. The last thing I briefly want to comment on is how YouTube's algorithm is affecting my content recently. Some videos do really, really well and get 20 to 30,000 views. Plus, you guys comment on them, and that pushes them into the recommendation section for existing subscribers. So in the future, please leave more comments and thumbs up on my videos because it really helps to boost my views, and then we'll get more donations for video requests, and that helps my channel keep going because it's been demonetized. Of course, if I come up with a controversial topic that covers celebrities, then usually those videos get a ton of views. That just shows me that over the last number of years, people that listen to MGTOW content are more interested in stories about people instead of stories about general human nature. It's kind of sad, but I might have to start making more celebrity videos when I have donations without topics, or when I don't get any donations. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Lord Jaguar for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button. If you don't, you'll be haunted by a dead bride, even if you never planned on getting married. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps men from being obligated to get married even after their bride passes away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.